Friday, October 3rd, 2008. U.S. must send China a clear signal. The Bush administration thus let itself be used by China to undermine democracy in Taiwan and put the future of the country in question. The Russian attack against Georgia on August 6th, 2 days before the Beijing Olympics began, has led to a number of commentaries drawing parallels between Georgia's relation with Russia and Taiwan's with China. In one article, "Events in Georgia Bode Ill for Taiwan," published in the Weekly Standard on August 25th, Dan Blumenthal and Chris Griffin strongly criticized the administration of U.S. President George W. Bush for its tepid response to Russia's invasion. They see in Washington's complicity in isolating Taiwan a temptation for China's aggression. They argue for a clear signal that the U.S. will defend Taiwan from attack. In the article, "From Georgia to Taiwan," published in the Wall Street Journal on September 16th, Richard Bush and Jeff Bader blame the Bush administration for giving mixed signals to Georgia, thereby encouraging Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili to provoke the Russian bear. On the other hand, they laud Bush's more tempered approach to Taiwan, which led to a more nuanced American policy that bolstered Ma Ying-jeou's election and hopeful initiatives to stabilize cross-strait relations in ways that hold out the prospect for improving Taiwan's economy, reducing the military threat from China, preserving Taiwan's democratic system of governance. The two articles represent opposite sides of the U.S. political spectrum. Blumenthal and Griffin are associated with the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, while Bush and Bader are at the liberal Brookings Institution that are associated with the campaign of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. On the policy toward Georgia, we would actually disagree with both analyses. In our view, the Bush administration did a reasonably good job in its expressions of support for the newly democratic country. There may have been some tepid responses right before and right after the invasion, but overall, the U.S. did the right thing, expressed clear support for Georgia, condemn the Russian invasion, and get the NATO partners to form a united front in opposition to the Russian moves. On the issue of U.S. policy toward Taiwan, we would fully agree with Blumenthal and Griffin and strongly disagree with Bush and Bader. at least since the end of 2003, the policies of the Bush administration toward the Democratic Island have been abysmal. In 2001, Bush started out quite all right by declaring he would do whatever it takes to help defend Taiwan from aggressive moves by China. However, in December 2003, he somehow got weak knees and started to oppose Taiwan's evolution toward a full democracy. He opposed a referendum held in conjunction with the 2004 presidential election that expressed opposition to China's missile build-up. In an infamous TV opportunity, Bush, standing next to Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, didn't say a word about China's missiles aimed at Taiwan, but lambasted President Chen Shui-bian for wanting to let the people of Taiwan express themselves on this issue. Isn't there something wrong with this picture? The Bush administration compounded its mistakes last year. And this year, when it launched a veritable campaign against Taiwan's UN referendum, which was held concurrent with the presidential election in March, even with people like Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice expressing opposition to the referendum. What went wrong? For one thing, the U.S. was preoccupied by Iraq and Afghanistan and let itself believe that it needed to accommodate China to resolve a number of other fires burning in the world. North Korea, Tibet, Burma, Iran, Sudan, and Zimbabwe. China was able to capitalize on the U.S. desire to put out these fires, but at the same time kept them burning in order to gain more concessions from the U.S. The Bush administration thus let itself be used by China to undermine democracy in Taiwan and put the future of the country in question. What is needed from a new U.S. administration, whether it is led by Obama or his Republican rival John McCain, is a clear signal by the U.S. that it will help defend Taiwan in the case of a Chinese threat or attack. This is in the spirit of the Taiwan Relations Act, and we should stick to it. We also need to emphasize the right of Taiwan to be a full and equal member in the international community. Any talk about only support for participation in organizations that do not require statehood undermines Taiwan's position and is not befitting the U.S., a nation that portrays itself as the leader of the democratic world. Both Taiwan and Georgia are examples of countries that have achieved democracy against great odds. If the U.S. wants to expand democracy in the world, it needs to work harder to get these democracies into the mainstream of the international community. At the same time, it needs to convince the large and less than democratic neighbors that peace and stability can only be achieved if they let their small neighbors next door live and prosper in peace.